From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Johnson & Johnson, which makes dozens of over-the-counter medications and healthcare products, is proposing a bold new experiment in drug sales, a money-back guarantee. The company wants to get a very expensive new cancer drug on the market, but if the drug doesn't work sufficiently, insurance companies won't have to pay for it. And one more interesting detail, Johnson & Johnson is making their pitch to Britain's National Health Service rather than here in the U.S. Marketplace Steve Tripoli is here to tell us more. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Deborah.
Hey. Steve, it sounds like a promising way to get new drugs to sick people, but can this payment system really work?
Well, Deborah, a drug company's proposing it, and Britain's healthcare system seems receptive, so they apparently think it can. Don't forget that expensive new drugs, and this one that Johnson & Johnson's proposing to work on, cost $48,000 per patient, are scary to insurers and just about anyone worried about healthcare costs. So this might open the pipeline some with this kind of money-back guarantee you mentioned. Dr. Sean Tunis, who's the former chief medical officer for our government-run healthcare system, Medicare, says this is a promising approach.
And the main reason is that in many cases, you're actually not going to know the long-term benefits, risks, and costs of a drug when it first comes on the market. So the real value of the drug is something that becomes apparent over time. It's hard to know at the time a drug comes on the market what its price should be because you don't know what its real value should be.
But how does that work for the drug companies? Of course, it would be the sick people who have the most at stake.
Well, Dr. Tunis says this type of proposal is attractive to drug companies two ways. First of all, they can negotiate higher initial prices for their drugs on the assumption the drugs work well. If they don't work well, they have to give some of that money back, but they get to start with more cash to justify their research. And he says the drug companies see that current price pressures are driving insurance reimbursements, especially for drugs, in a downward direction, so they can arrest that slide a little, and again, in return, they've got to perform.
And why is Johnson & Johnson trying this in Britain first and not here?
Well, because it's easier to work with a single-payer national health care system. Even Medicare here has its payments in drugs for drugs and services set by law, so you get political and bureaucratic challenges if you try something like this here.
Do you think it can help sick people?
Well, let's be clear first. The system hasn't been proven to work anywhere yet, but the concept is supposed to be better for sick people because it hopefully will stimulate research and also give more people access to expensive drugs. And, you know, I should add here that some other drug makers are already working these kind of price-for-performance deals with European governments. And I guess you have to be heartened that the drug makers are willing to make these bets. I mean, that assumes that they believe they'll have more hits than duds with their new drugs.
Exactly. So you have to assume the insurers like it, too.
Oh, they do. They don't have to make big money commitments to drugs that end up not working. That hopefully means they'll be willing to allow coverage for more new drugs, which is probably the big news for sick people here because deals like these give the insurers some protection on the downside.
Thanks, Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.